Hour number four of the program. Glad you're with us. The Mike Chambers Radio Fiesta. Let's bring in Tim in Virginia. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Great show. Glad to be here. Thank you for taking my call.
A pleasure.
I wanted to chime in on Sheldon. Sheldon pulled that same stunt on Lee last night. And Lee didn't give him half as much time as you did, but it's funny that he called back in to spew his... I mean, I looked at the side too, and it's just ridiculous. To say that girl didn't exist, she was never born, and she hasn't died, and I heard it on Joyce Riley.
Oh, yeah, that's all you need to know. It's true right there. As soon as I heard that, it's like, yeah, okay, thank you.
Absolutely nuts, but you want to hear my take on the whole thing. I'm going to ride shotgun with Freeman on what the Gabrielle Giffords thing is how, yes, her husband is a top NASA pilot, and he's going up on this mission. It's supposed to be the last mission. They're taking shielding up there, blah, blah, blah. But he got down to
it. I think we're losing. Tim, are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, I'm out in the sticks in Virginia.
All right, are you driving or are you stationary?
I'm stationary, but I'm sitting right next to a window. I'm trying to scratch as good as I can.
Yeah, don't move, don't breathe. Just stay right in one spot.
Yeah. All right, well, so what I say is that the judge was the main target. That guy that they sent in there, Jared Loftner, he's an actual real human being, and they got this tent and everything, blah, blah. But the judge was the main target. He was just a distraction. There was a van. This is my conspiracy. There was a van out in the parking lot that took out the judge. All they needed is the distraction, and then the sniper takes out the judge, first headshot, and then the second headshot, which, you know, there's going to be moving going on at that point, running, people running. That's when they took out, what's her name, Giffords. And from that point, it was just him spraying bullets out of a 30-round clip of Glockster.
Well, you know,
I wanted to throw.
You know, Tim, if you look at this in light of, you know, previous conspiracies, like, listen, go to the Kennedy assassination. Exactly. You got to have your patsy there to take the blame. So Loftner could very well be that patsy. He's designed to run in, and you got the van or somebody going down the road, and they do their business, and they're off and home scot-free.
So. You know, they were sitting out in the white van, black van, whatever it is, sitting out in that parking lot with the sniper sticking through the window. And all they needed is Loftner to come through at a certain time, and they knew when he was going to be there. And all he needed to do was, okay, Harry, he's in the spot. And as soon as he started, all he was told to do is just start spraying the crowd.
Yeah.
Because that's all he pretty much did is just, you know, just randomly shot people. The guy's no kind of a bullseye target shooter, that marksman is going to be able to take out two headshots.
Right.
So, you know, you got a silencer on the rifle in the parking lot, and boom, you're out of there. You just roll on out.
That's my take. Yeah, and in the end, you're hoping Loftner gets killed, because then there's your patsy. No investigation, no nothing. It's all done.
Right.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Tim, thanks for the call. Got a quick break here. Coming back in just a second. Stay with us. All right, back here on the Mike Chambers radio program. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, that whole thing out there is crazy. I mean, when watching all of that, it was just, you know, and seeing it, there's a lot of things, especially with Loftner. Certainly seems like the patsy, you know, MK Ultra type we see in these kind of deals. So, you know, and it's sad, a little 9-year-old girl dead, and certainly she's dead. You got too damn many eyewitnesses there. But then, of course, then the natural response to that is, well, everybody's on the conspiracy. That's everybody. As a matter of fact, they rehearsed it out back behind the Safeway in advance. So it gets crazy and crazier as you go along with those kind of things. It just, you know, blows your mind. I mean, there's a couple of things I'm looking into other things that you see, and you go, okay, hang on here. Natural News is reporting that there's a bill in North Carolina threatening to criminalize naturopaths, homeopaths, herbalists, midwives, aromatherapists, all as felons.